Good morning, I'm Emma Price, and I'm joined on the line today with Áine Ferris. She is a Programme Officer of Global Action Plan Ireland, and she's going to be talking about the free upcoming workshop for groups interested in starting their own community garden. Good morning, Áine, thanks for joining us.
Hi Emma, thanks for having me.
First of all, Áine, just for the sake of our interest, tell us about the background of Global Action Plan, its vision, and what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. So Global Action Plan is an environmental charity based in Ballymun. We've been here since 1995, and we support schools, communities and businesses to take practical action to live as sustainably as possible. So we do this by empowering individuals to change their long-term consumption habits through education programmes.
Are you still based in Access Ballymun?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're still in the Access Theatre building in the centre of Ballymun. And we have a community garden called the Gloss Community Garden. And that's based on Changan Road, just beside the Virgin Mary Church. So that's just like a 2-minute walk away from the Access building. And we actually do carry out a lot of our programmes there. And that's where our event will be held on Thursday, 20th of June.
You're supported by the Department of Communications, Climate Action and Environment.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a lot of we have some generous funders and a lot of collaborations. But this project is actually funded by Bridge 47 through the European Union. So we're really, really excited and pleased that Bridge 47 has given us the opportunity to provide this workshop for people wanting to start community gardens.
Tell me more about the new project that's coming up. It's called The Power of Growing Your Own. Tell me a bit more.
Yeah, so we created this programme called The Power of Growing Our Own, which is kind of a one-off event, really. And it will take place in our own garden, Gloss Community Garden. And we had one event on Saturday, which was really, really great. We worked with a wonderful group starting a sensory garden in Edenmore, and that will be for children, and so they can get to know there's the senses better to touch, feel and play within this environmental setting of the garden. So really important for us all to try and reconnect with our environment, even if we might be leading busy lives and living in urban areas. But the project then, the intention of it is to bring together people wanting to start community gardens and maybe don't really know how, or that you've already started one, but you just need a few more tips and understanding how to get it going. But as well as this, we are incorporating the delivery of this workshop with the UN Sustainable Development Goals. So these were a set of universal goals, there's 17 of them, and they were built with a framework so all of us as active citizens can try and build a better and more equal society for all. And part of this is respecting our environment, which is why community gardens have such a great power, not only to increase biodiversity and help pollinators, but also bring people together in a really positive way and increase the sense of belonging and connectivity within our communities. I know we're all so busy now, it can feel hard to actually feel connected to the area you live in and call home. And then in the workshop as well, so we cover a lot of them, the goals, the UN Sustainable Development Goals, why they're important for us to remember when we're starting this community garden. And then also the second half of this workshop goes into more of the nitty-gritty of gardening. And Sharon, our gardener, will lead that. And she will take us through understanding composting, knowing different types of soil, testing soil for various different pHs, if it's alkaline or acidic, fertility and of the soil, and what type of fertilizers to use. Because in our Gloss community garden, we actually don't use any chemical fertilizers. We use all organic fertilizers. Some examples are like chicken manure or seaweed fertilizers. And these are all readily available in stores as well to buy. But it's just important to not try and put in these chemicals in the garden, because then if you want to produce fruits and vegetables, you're having those chemicals then as a byproduct. And in our garden, we do keep it as organic as possible. And then we educate people as well on rainwater harvesting, so the importance of utilizing all the rain we have So in our garden, we actually don't connect to the main supply of water in Ballymun. We rain harvest all of our water. So we have water buffs, and that helps us reduce our impact as well. And then the importance of planting for pollinators. So I was on the show before a few weeks ago for Biodiversity Week, and we had a workshop then when it was all about the importance of bees and flies and butterflies and everything for spreading pollen so we can have all the fruits and vegetables and wonderful plants in the world. But the importance then, when you start a community garden, keeping these pollinators in mind when you're planting different things in your garden. And then as well, how do we prep the land we're working on for fruits and vegetables as well, with, if you want to grow them? Do we need a nest? Do we need a raised bed? All these different things.
Yeah, it sounds very insightful. So as you said, the event is free and it's happening next Thursday, the 20th, in the Gloss Community Garden from 2 to 4pm. And is it right that you're inviting three community garden groups?
Yeah, so we're inviting three community garden groups. In order to register your attendance, you have to email us at info@globalactionplan.ie. You can also find our event on Facebook and on our website, Global Action Plan. On Facebook, we're Global Action Plan Ireland. Really excited to see who we can help on this, because I know from the other workshop we had done, they found it very beneficial. And there's so many groups out there. So hopefully by chatting with you today, we can reach out to a few of them and get them to come along to the workshop, because I'm sure it'll be really beneficial. And yeah, that's really it then. So to register, it's at info@globalactionplan.ie. And to register your group, you need 4 people in attendance. And that's just to ensure that we can get reach out to enough people to ensure that the project is a success.
And how many spaces are left in case people want to attend?
We have 6 places left.
Okay, so we'll leave it at that, Anya, unless there's anything else you would like to add before we finish.
Yeah, no, that's brilliant, Emma. So thanks so much for having me on. And you can share our event on Facebook or Twitter or whatever. And hopefully we'll be able to reach out to a few more groups.
Anya, thanks again for joining us. All the best. Take care and have a very good day. Now, that was Anya Ferris, the Programme Officer of Global Action Plan, about their upcoming free workshop for groups interested in starting their own community garden. Coming up next, we have Barry Aldworth from AA Ireland, and he's going to be speaking with Johnny about home security tips ahead of the holiday season.